Hi, it's Garen with Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Need a new roof fast? Consider Shamrock Roofing and Construction. Our rapid repair team will get you a quote within 24 hours and will always repair before we replace. One call does it all. ShamrockRoofer.com.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have at least one half of our Thursday duo in studio. We'll let you guess who it is. Oh, now they're both here. Anthony Sherman and Garrick Dieter now join us. How you guys doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Great. Just don't post any workout videos. Nate'll get all pissed off.
Yeah.
Sherman was a workout video guy.
We're never a workout video guy.
He didn't post them, but he has them.
Yeah, I mean, I would send them to my buddies and stuff. But yeah, I mean, no one cares about Nate posting about his travels to MLS games and stuff like he posts about.
Do you post a lot of that?
I usually post something each trip.
I think those are really cool.
Thank you.
He's playing you right now.
No, he meant that. I could tell. No, that was genuine.
No. No one cares that you're in
the
airport.
He's wearing sporty Kansas City pants right now.
Sporting, man. We're together.
Yeah.
All right. Good. You guys are partners.
We are encouraged to post things on social media about our trips. So
really?
Yeah. They want. Part of the job.
I guess so. Thought it was to call plays.
How come they want you to do that?
They just want
play by play.
They want you to promote the games, you know, and all that stuff.
You're a yes man, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Big corporate guy.
Yeah. That's right.
Got him by the balls.
Yeah.
So what can we talk about?
I don't know.
Like, what are your restrictions? What are your limitations?
I don't know. You can ask about my experience, I guess.
Yeah, because you know what?
Because
your picture's everywhere.
Big time, man.
Camera finds me, man.
The camera does find you quick.
Yeah.
You also know exactly where they're placed.
No, I don't, but I'm just out there just grinding.
Do you look for the camera?
I don't. Mm. I don't.
Just the instinctive, you know, knack.
It's just talent. I mean, it's just on me.
It's right place, right time kind of deal?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, no matter what I'm doing, it just seems like the camera finds me.
So I'm getting sent pictures by Todd Lebo. At rookie minicamp.
That's Lebo's number in there?
Yeah, did you see him out there? Did you see him out there?
I saw...
Hovering around?
I saw Jesse. I didn't see Todd. He must have had a hat on or something.
What do you see there?
That's our guy in, looks like, coaching gear.
Gary Dieter in coaching gear at rookie minicamp. So how did this all come about?
I just wanted to experience what it's like coaching, so I went and volunteered, and Coach Reed was nice enough to let me come out there and coach some guys up a little bit, so had a good time. It was fun. It's a little different on that side, but I enjoyed it.
So was it what you expected? You said a little different? Like, how was the shoe being on the other foot?
Yeah, I mean, I would say...
Less stressful?
Yeah, it's definitely less stressful. I don't know. It's kind of half and half because it's stressful because you got to make sure the receivers or whoever you're coaching knows what he's doing. Otherwise, it kind of falls on you. So that's kind of stressful because it's not in your control. Like, you have to really, really understand how guys learn and teach guys different ways. Found that out. But yeah, I think it's kind of goes both ways. It's not as stressful because you don't have to go out there and make the plays, but knowing what you're doing and getting guys in the right spot, that's pretty stressful because, like I said, it's not in your control. At the end of the day, those guys still have to go out there and get in the right spot and do the right thing. So, but overall, I had a good time. It was fun.
So the Chiefs signed Jerron Hayek from Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova.
Who was there?
Kid. Yep.
So what? Obviously, he stood out. What did you see from him out there?
He was just making plays. He did a good job of lining up in multiple spots, and he knew what he was doing, which is really hard to do when you're in rookie minicamp, is to be able to play multiple spots. So he did a good job. The offense is really simple during minicamp, so knowing more than just one spot is very important. And when guys go down, rookie minicamp, I think a lot of guys go out there and it's kind of a wake-up call with how Coach Reed does it, how many reps there are, and they're not used to doing that many reps. So a lot of guys get out cramping or whatever the case may be, so there's room for guys to step up and get extra reps, and he made the most of them.
So you mentioned the challenge of playing multiple positions. Is that one? Because we had this question when we had Bo Richter in earlier this week, and he was talking about how difficult wide receiver is for rookies and all that. Is that the most difficult part of it for rookies, or what would you say from having your experience both as a player and now coaching these guys?
Definitely the mental side. It's a hurdle guys have to get around, lining up, doing the right thing. Somebody calling in. We got live feed.
No, that's,
I know what it is. I think the mental side of football is a wake up call, because a lot of guys, especially coming from college, they're not used to getting in a huddle, hearing a play call, and then going out there and executing, lining up in the right spot, doing the right thing, conversions, all that. So I'd say that's for sure the hardest part. The physical part is not as bad. Gigi, let me have that.
Oh, it's all good.
It's a little Matt sound. We don't care.
Yeah, it makes it sound important.
Somebody keeps calling. I'd say that's definitely the hardest part, though, is for those guys to get out of the huddle, especially because outside of Chris Oladokun, I think that's how you say his name. Is that how you say his last
Oladokun?
Name?
Oladokun?
Yeah.
Chris Oladokun?
Chris the quarterback. The other quarterbacks are new, so it's like guys don't know how to call plays. They might say it the wrong way or something like that, and that can mess them up. Like, I'm sure Sherm's been in huddles where the quarterbacks just aren't as confident. So there's a lot that goes in that rookie minicamp, and there's a lot of stressors on those guys to perform at a high level.
Did you take any heat or any smart-ass comments from other people out there when they saw you, like any of the former coaches or, like, you know?
No, everybody was very excited for me to come out and be out there. And, you know, it's fun for those guys to – when guys that they know come back. And it's like when we had Tobe on the podcast, he said, like, one of the biggest things he misses is just kind of BSing with the guys, like BSing with some of his players. So it was just fun to get out there, and most of the coaching staff is exactly the same. So getting out there and just, I mean, coaching ball, it was a good time.
Is this something that you think you want to pursue, that you want to do as a career?
I don't know. I think there's a lot that goes into it. Obviously, opportunity is probably the biggest thing. You know, you never really know with what opportunities come about with Coach Reed, just because his staff pretty much stays the same every year. So I think opportunity is that part. But it was a fun weekend for me to kind of get a taste of it and kind of look into the future of what it could entail.
Would you coach high school or college?
I would coach high school with Sherm. That's probably the only way.
High school with Sherm. Sherm? Is that something you'd like to do, coach, at the high school level?
And that's all I want to do.
That's all you
want to
do?
That's the only level of coaching I want, the highest level of coaching I want to go to.
Why? So you would not be interested in coaching with the Chiefs or nothing?
No, I want to coach high school.
Why would high school be the level?
Just because, I mean, you're home for dinner every night, and you see your family, and you're there during the day, and you're around your kids more and have, you know, family suppers. Friday Night Lights is I've always told everyone that there's nothing better in the football than high school football. Like, there's nothing better than Friday nights with your boys going out there playing a game than high school.
So would you want to be, I mean, obviously you start as a position coach or coordinator. Do you want to be a head coach?
Yeah,
or just
eventually I want to be a head coach, obviously. But yeah, for right now, just trying to get in and see what happens.
If you were a head coach, would you hire him as an assistant?
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be co-head coach.
Or would he have to prove something to you?
He's done it at a high level. At a high level. Like, a lot of guys that have done it at a high level understand the game. And
so we're talking about a coordinator here? Is he a position coach? Like, what's his ceiling?
I think he could be a good coordinator. You know, he's going to have
good. Come on, man. Be a good play caller.
Yeah. Offense or defense.
Well,
I don't know about defense.
That seems like a lot right there.
Oh, but you know. Offense for sure. I think he would understand the, you know, offensively what the kids can grasp and what they can achieve offensively, which is the biggest thing. It's like a lot of these guys out here are trying to do things that you see in the NFL or high D1 football, and it's not that. It's
trying to make
high
the kids
school.
Fit the offense. You got to make the offense fit the kids.
I think we talked about this with Pat before, and you know his high school predominantly was a running high school until Pat Mahomes shows up, and then they went to a pass heavy offense.
Maybe we should throw now,
which is what you would do if you had a talent like that come through. So it's one of those things that you get to see what you have every year and. You have your mainstays, but then at the same time, you can move guys around and do different things like that.
If you could pick, though, what kind of offense would you run?
I would let Sherm take the offense. I would take the defense.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I would coach positions on offense, but...
We're ground and pound. We're ground and pound all day.
We're taking shots.
We're the wishbone.
Yeah, no, not the wishbone. But, like, we're gonna...
That's boring.
We're going to have some big Kansas kids up front. And we're going to road grade people.
We're going to sell tickets, too.
Okay, here's a question.
We're sell tickets.
Now, tickets this is, they always sell tickets.
Yeah, right. Here's a question. Can you have a fullback?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there it is.
If personnel shows that, we have the personnel for it.
You said there's a fullback. There'll be someone. That's in the offense.
All I need you to do is run as fast as you can into another human.
What about this kid that we were talking about that might be fullback? Did you see anything? I know you're looking at wide receivers. Did he stand out to you? Did you see any possible future fullback for the Chiefs?
It's hard to tell because they didn't have like a fullback. They didn't have any fullback plays.
Because you're in underwear.
Yeah, but he looks more like a fullback than anything. So,
come on now. You can say it. You can say it.
Yeah.
That would be his role if he continues to, what's it called?
Progress?
Progress and
make the team.
Make the team. I think that. They would have to put him at fullback.
Carson Steele, and that's a fullback name, too.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him.
He's built like a small version of Sherm.
Really?
Big legs, thicker dude. He's definitely not a running back type from what I saw.
So then what's next now? Were they grading you? Were they taking a look at you? Will you be invited back? Maybe up at training camp?
Yeah.
You stay in St. Joe or what?
Yeah,
I'd like to see you up in those dorms up there.
I have no idea.
You'd love to be back in the dorms.
Would you actually say hi to Steven when like you
walk hell
out?
No.
Nah, I'd just keep walking.
He'd look right past me like I wasn't even there.
Yeah. I'd keep walking.
Absolutely.
I'd keep walking.
Did you say hi to Lebo?
No. I literally didn't notice him.
He was out there taking pictures of you.
I told you I saw Jesse Newell.
You say hi to Jesse?
No, because those guys are 50 yards away from him.
Oh, I didn't know if you talked to the media.
No.
Did you talk?
No, they didn't.
I'll make you talk to me.
Hey, buddy.
You won't be able to get away from me. I'll stand right there on the hill.
I would give you a couple answers, but...
I'll force the situation.
We'll get it out of you.
And guess what? I'll bring Sherm up there with me.
Sherm
sucks.
Up
there. We'll broadcast up in St. John.
Hey,
we'll go over there and we'll watch
news,
you.
Breaking news. I talked to the Alabama director of football, and... He said we can come out to any game we want.
How about the Missouri game?
Any game we want.
That's the only game I want, though.
Yeah.
It's homecoming.
Any game we want is what I was told. And he said if we want to go to Norman, Oklahoma for the Oklahoma-Bama game, let him know.
Lebo! Now, see, Lebo could take us there and take us all his little haunts. But see, what? Wow.
He's around here. He's lurking somewhere.
Like on football game day, Norman wouldn't be a fun place to go? Is that what you're saying?
We could bring Blake Bell.
Stand by what you do. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Don't be making faces. No one can see that.
I've been
to
Norman on game days a few times.
Okay, go on.
Nah.
I have to ask Blake
Bell.
Big
crowd.
About that.
I mean, there's a lot of people there.
Is Todd here?
No, his light's off in his office.
Okay, as soon as he gets here, have him come in here.
I'll usher him in.
What's the big deal?
This game day atmosphere at Norman, you're saying.
Might be overrated.
Where are you?
I'd like to know more about
this. Where would you rather go?
Yeah.
A lot of places.
Name them.
Oh. I mean, gosh, where would I start? Texas is a better atmosphere.
South Bend, Indiana.
Never been to South Bend. I'm sure that's great.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
South Bend sucks.
Lincoln, Nebraska is a better atmosphere.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess everybody's interested in different things. I've never been to a game in Alabama, so I can't compare it. I'm sure
Big house?
Probably pretty sweet.
Probably pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michigan's tweet.
Norman's, I mean, look, there's a lot of fans there in Oklahoma. And they got the little Surrey, you know, where they trotted around on the field.
Save this yeah, clip, just, because if we do go to Norman and he comes, we're going to play it on his speaker.
He's got to wear a shirt that says Norman sucks.
And then when he gets his butt whooped,
you know,
we can make fun of him.
I don't know if you've been there, Jake. But you know what would be a great atmosphere to go to?
Baton Rouge.
How about this? Alabama at Wisconsin.
They play this year?
Yeah. Now that sounds fun.
I mean, I've heard nothing but great things about going to a game in Wisconsin.
Camp Randall's sweet.
Yeah.
That's Saturday, September 14th.
Camp Randall.
Jump around.
They play at LSU, at Tennessee, at Vandy, and at Oklahoma.
The only away games I would want to go to are the Oklahoma or Wisconsin. Wisconsin would be fun, but
that would be interesting.
That date would be pretty sweet.
That date doesn't sound right. What, Tennessee?
Yeah.
No, Tennessee sucks.
Wow.
We could get tickets from
Smoke them if you got them.
I don't got them.
Well,
I think
I'd like to go to a game at Neyland Stadium. That seems like that'd be a pretty incredible
Well, now you're invited.
Damn.
I'd like to go to this Missouri-Alabama thing, but I feel like you're just jacking around. You said it.
I'll go if Sherm goes.
Dude, we've already gone through this. We've already gone this repeatedly.
A Saturday?
Yes.
If you know this far ahead of time, can you can't
move some things around, bro.
Yeah.
I'm giving us it'll be free. First class treatment for
we'll
us down
see,
there.
We'll see.
October 20th. You have to wear Bama gear, though.
I don't think so.
That's not happening.
Lebo responded in the group.
What did he say?
He's only been to Norman for a KU game, not electric.
That's actually fair. That's actually fair. When I went there,
Nate has only been in Norman for a KU game, not electric.
Yeah,
quit texting and get in here.
Is that Todd? The game that Oklahoma broke the record for rushing?
Dude, that was the last sideline I ever did.
It broke the NCAA record.
Oh my
for
God! It was Samaje Perine, right?
Yeah.
And just like 7 yards of carry over and over and over again for 4.5 hours, and it was a freezing rain outside. And I mean, I was drenched in cold rain and just watching them hand the ball off 50 times for 7 yards a pop. Oh, it was just slow.
KU's better now. KU's better now.
It would have been nicer to watch them now. Like I was there when they beat Oklahoma last year.
You left.
I did leave.
At half, but I was there. Before even halftime.
Yeah,
you
right.
You can't say you were there.
I was there.
You showed up for what, 30 minutes?
Doesn't count.
You sound like Gehrig when he goes to these games.
I had something going on. Point is, Kansas beat Oklahoma last year in football, last time they played each other.
Perine had 427 yards.
Dude, it was honestly, I was like, I am so done with this job.
There's nothing worse when a team just runs the ball every single play.
And you know
that's
it's
what
coming.
I'm saying, right?
Somebody look up the Bowling Green versus Wisconsin 2014 stats.
Jake's on it.
It takes your soul out of you. I mean, you just watch it. You know what's coming.
See?
And there's nothing you can do about it.
You see this?
100%.
This is what I'm talking about.
What?
High school football right here.
Yeah, but it's like, it's devastating.
It's emotionally,
exactly.
It destroys you.
That's what you want.
Somewhat. Yeah.
What year are we looking at?
I think it's 2014 or 15. It might be 15.
By the way, Jake, the Giants signed Allen Robinson.
No, it's definitely 14. Definitely 14.
Definitely 14, he says.
When a team can just run the ball and
644
and you know
yards.
It's coming.
Bro.
68-17.
Read like the stat line from all their runners. It's insane.
644. Okay, individuals.
Melvin
Gordon had 253 on 13 carries with five.
13 carries?
Five touchdowns. 13 carries, 253, five touches.
There was another game I had to do the sidelines for. Kansas played at Georgia Tech in the glorious Turner Gill era. And Georgia Tech ran for 768 yards.
The worst.
Wisconsin had three dudes go over 100.
Yeah.
And one guy go for 94.
And they averaged probably like 15 yards a carry.
And 10.7. Eight touchdowns on the ground.
That's hard to watch. That's when something like that happens, you're like, it's gonna be a long one, boys.
Yeah.
And none of them had more than 16 carries.
Melvin Gordon.
Corey Clement.
Oh, my God.
Went for a 111.
That was the year I had to sit out. I was in Wisconsin. I went to the game.
You went to the game and
drove up there
and watched.
Yeah.
So
that was fun.
Yeah, the Georgia Tech game, Georgia Tech ran for 604 yards. They averaged 12 yards a carry. 600 yards rushing in one game. I was on the sideline for that one, too. That was...
It's not the fun one. Those are not the fun ones to be at. If I would have played, like, we would have won, but I didn't, so...
Yeah. So you were out there. What did you think of Xavier Worthy, the Chiefs' first-round pick?
I think he'll be good. I think he's a smart dude that will learn how to play NFL receiver quickly. He'll have a lot of opportunity in the next few weeks to get out there and get reps with those guys. And reps are as valuable as anything to any of those young guys. So getting experience out there versus which – thankfully, the Chiefs have really good corners. Getting experience against those guys to see what works and what doesn't will be huge for him. And like I said, he's going to have opportunity to play. Obviously, being a first-round pick, any draft pick gets opportunity to show what they can do, especially when you're drafted the first three rounds. And you'll have a little bit more leeway when it comes to making mistakes. And but he did a really good job all week of knowing what he was doing, lining up in the right spot, and making plays. I think.
Did you have a script?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And you were showing the guys what to do, like were you telling the guys what to do. Is that kind of your coaching style?
If they were asking, I would read the play out to those guys, and then if they had a question, I would try to come up with the answer.
Did you write
quick.
Down like what receivers were in at certain times and stuff?
Yeah, they had that thing scripted, but like I said,
and then you would be like, hey, you got this. This is what you're gonna do.
No, I would just read the play off, and if somebody asked a question, I would help them out, but. For the most part, I mean, they were solid, especially towards the end of it, because you start getting the repeaters and all that. But the first day is always hard just because it's a shell shock of the physical part of Coach Reed's anything. Coach Reed does is the how much you run and how exhausted you are. And then on top of that, you have to be sharp mentally, and it's not easy to do that first day. So
let's let's discuss the biggest topic of the week with the Chiefs, Rashee Rice.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about the Yankees smoking the Astros.
We can get to it.
Okay.
Buster Olney called Bobby Witt Jr. the front runner for AL MVP. So,
I mean, I would take Buster. I feel bad for you,
bro. Just letting you know what he said about 45 or about an hour and I don't even know what time it is.
Well,
an hour and
we might,
10 minutes.
We might have to co-host the show next week so
That's
I can
fine.
Talk to him because nobody's better than Juan Soto right now. But anyways, Rashee Rice, yeah, I mean, it's a... He's just got to get out of Texas, man. He's got to come back to KC.
So that's not crazy to say that.
To me, no. I mean,
okay.
He didn't seem to have any issues when he was here. Obviously, I don't really know him personally, so I don't want to talk too much about situation. I think all the facts and stuff are out, but I would just say come back to KC. Put all your focus into being here and being a good football player. The team's going to need you, so... Just seems like not too many good things are happening when he's down there in Texas.
Young people will be at the club. I get that. But should we be worried at all that in the wake of what just happened, he's in the club at 2:30 in the morning? Is that like poor decision making? Is that too much of an old man sitting here saying, why don't you just stay out of that situation if you're... You know, out on bond and all that stuff.
Yeah, young people on bond should not be in the club, probably.
Yeah, listen, it's not a good look for anyone. It's going to be a long haul until we figure all this stuff out. It's tough to see when you had so much potential, but I feel like this happens more than you think with a lot of good NFL players that have had issues and. Just get their career cut short off of just problems they've had. Hopefully this isn't the case, but it's definitely trending in that direction.
And so now the Chiefs today reportedly are going to visit with Zay Jones, veteran wide receiver. And look, I think it would be a smart idea to bring him in. It doesn't matter what happened with Rashee Rice. I thought they should be looking at another wide receiver. What about Zay Jones? What could he bring to the table if they decide to sign him? Do you think they need another veteran receiver?
No. I think they have some guys in that room that have been there and done that. I think that's the key when it's Coach Reed's offense. I think if you're an elite talent level, like a top 10 guy, yeah, I would bring one of those guys in. But when you're kind of, and this is no disrespect to Zay Jones, but when you're kind of a middle of pack guy, I don't think you need to bring somebody like that in right now. Wait till you see what happens with Rashid.
You know he's gonna get, but you know he's gonna get suspended at least probably at least six games.
I don't know.
So if you bring him in now, he gets a whole OTA offseason learning the playbook, training camp. He can play faster because he understands it a little bit more than waiting until training camp when the suspension comes out or whenever it does. Like, you're going to have a roster spot open because he'll be an exemption off of the 90 man.
Mm-hmm.
So bring that veteran guy in. Maybe he makes some plays. Maybe he turns some heads. Maybe he finds. Maybe where he's been hasn't been a great fit for him, and maybe this is a great fit, and he is awesome, and we're talking about this in late December, how great of a pickup it was.
Yeah, I mean, I hear both sides. No breaks, no breaks, no breaks. I hear both sides of it. I wouldn't. I think they have some guys in there that they need to get the reps for. I think Worthy obviously is going to get a million reps. I want to see Hollywood get a million reps. And then you have guys like Justin Watson that been there that can fill that role of playing whatever position and playing at a high level. So I don't necessarily see it unless it's like kind of a special teams play. I mean, Tobe's always looking for guys, and I'm pretty sure Zay Jones was pretty good on special teams with the Raiders. I don't know how much he played on teams with the Jags, but yeah, I wouldn't. Are there any other free agent receivers out there?
Well, Allen Robinson just signed today with the Giants. Tyler Boyd signed with the Titans 2 days ago.
I think Tyler Boyd would have been a good fit.
And he only signed for a 1 year contract up to $4.5 million.
Hunter Renfro's
out there. No. Michael Thomas is out there.
He'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can.
Why do you say no to Hunter Renfro?
He's just not the. I don't think he's the right fit.
Why?
I think he's been trending down for the last 3 years, and then I just don't think his play style fits Coach Reed's offense. He's not overly fast. Yeah, he runs good routes. He can catch the ball, but that's what they have Kelsey for. Rashid is a bigger body that can catch and run. Renfro doesn't really catch and run. He kind of catches and goes down. I just don't think he fits necessarily.
Trending down too, but look at the quarterbacks that were throwing him the passes.
Yeah, but look at Davante Adams. He still put up stats.
Respond.
I'm just, you know, he was getting the majority of the targets, but
I mean, just
his stats went down too after Carr left, though.
Yeah, but just read me off Renfro's stats from the last like 3 years. It hasn't been great, and then obviously him not signing anywhere too kind of speaks to that point.
All right, we'll take a break. We've got Gary Dieter and Anthony Sherman in studio back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jake, look up the odds for Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk.
I saw Sherm's buddy over at the Chiefs facility this weekend.
Who's that?
Clint Bowyer.
Yeah, Clint.
I said, you know Sherm? He said, who? I said, Anthony Sherman. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. You see that end of that race?
No, they said it was the closest race, what, in the last...
Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Oh. Ever.
Did you go?
No.
Nah.
Baseball.
Yeah, you don't care.
Did you show up to a baseball game yet?
Nope. He has not.
This guy doesn't send me a schedule.
That thing's over then, huh?
Yeah, it's over. He doesn't... He doesn't do it.
He's just not going to do it.
No. We're just going to call him Garrig Welcher.
Wow.
He don't do his bets.
Bro, I gave you your $50. Like, what are you talking about, Jake?
Guess he's not scared of you, Sherm.
I'm not. He's not. He's
I'm just salty about my bet from 5-7. Damn, what is that? 8 years ago? 7 years ago?
They didn't give the trophy back, bud.
Well, The Yankees have won 9 straight against those cheaters, so.
Well, that's fine. The Yankees won't win the World Series again this year, and you'll be upset, and you'll be mad and want to fire everyone and trade everyone.
There's no better team in baseball right now, and Tyson, we're missing on better pitchers.
Champions of May.
Not the case.
Tyson
Philly
Fury
is
minus
Philly,
1
Philly
point.
Is a lot better than the Yankees.
26 plus 100.
Okay.
And pretty
that,
even.
That trophy they give out in middle of May is a big one, though, in baseball.
It's the biggest,
that's true, yeah. The Phillies are also better, by the way, just FYI.
Phillies what?
Better baseball team.
You are so stupid. I feel bad for you. I would take the Royals Philly, over the Phillies right now.
Phillies are the hottest team in baseball.
They're not hotter than the Yankees, bro. I'm telling you.
Yes. Buster said the Phillies are the best team in baseball. Like, you don't respect Buster only in his opinion, do you?
No,
you
I don't. You can't talk to him anymore then.
I could talk to him.
No, you can't.
I don't have to agree with what he's saying.
You're a homer.
How am I a homer?
Yankees
Aaron Judge
homer.
Is getting hot, boys. That 1-2 punch
I
when
thought
Soto
you wanted
comes
to trade
up.
Him.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
Soto.
Now
yeah. I did want to trade him 3 weeks ago, but now he's hitting, boys. Soto up there, just dog. Then you got Judge getting hot after him, dog. Giancarlo Stanton hitting 120 mile per hour exit velocity bombs now. Come on, man.
How did Kingsley Suamataya look? Come on.
I don't know. I don't. Come on. I don't pay attention.
All of a sudden, this guy.
You were in those meetings and they talked about it.
They seemed pleased. I mean, I don't pay attention to linemen. Never have, never will.
There he is.
I'm not going to act like I mean, we had that conversation in the season. It's like, oh, what did you see from the tackle this week? Like, bro, I'm not looking at that.
But Jared Wiley, the rookie tight end.
Like I said. I'm not looking at other positions when I was there.
You're not even looking at tight ends when they're out there catching the ball?
What the hell are you
Come
looking
on,
at?
Bo.
Bro, do you guys know what you're doing
no,
when
I'm
you're
asking
coaching
you
guys?
What
you
look at it.
I absolutely do not.
Look
you
at
just
it.
Asked me if I know
what
I'm doing when
I'm
coaching
I'm
the NFL.
Looking at
he's looking at a script.
I have a
he's
script.
He's making sure
I
the
have,
guys that he's been given know what they're doing.
I have,
okay.
I have 10 guys around me. I'm like, hey, this is the play. Blah, 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 blah.
How about local kid from K-State, Phillip Brooks?
I liked him.
Okay.
I liked him. He did a good job. He made some good plays. He's a little small. He's a little small, right. But he knew what he was doing for the most part, which is, like I said, when you, that's what the coaches want to see most is guys not mess up. So when you got guys messing up the second or third day, that's when coaches' patience kind of goes out the window.
You too?
What?
Yours went out the window too? I mean, you can't say coaches. You're a coach now.
Oh, for those guys.
Like, yeah. Like, are you?
Yeah. My patience is out the window the first day.
Oh, so you don't have quick fuse?
Yeah, I am. I'm a quick fuse guy.
Oh, well, I don't know if I can. And now it looks worse and worse for a coordinator job.
No, come on, man. Like, I expect greatness. I want things.
I
want things done at the highest level.
You got to understand that, like,
I want guys to put the effort in outside of just the what you have to do. I want the extra stuff.
Patience is a virtue.
I want to see guys in the meeting rooms. I want guys to come ask questions. And if I don't see that and they're making the mistakes, that's when I have a problem, Anthony.
Right.
Is that fair?
Are some guys afraid to ask questions because they think they'll look stupid?
I think some guys are afraid to ask questions to some of the coaches that have maybe been there. I think that was what was kind of cool about me being there was I was just there, so I'm a little bit more approachable and can kind of talk in their language. So I thought there was value there. But, yeah, I think some guys are afraid to ask questions. One, yeah, like you said, dumb questions. I think guys feel a little self-conscious about that. But like Tobe always says, man, no dumb questions. There is a dumb question.
What about
dumb questions, just dumb people.
Luis Reese Zamet.
Yeah, he was he made some flashy plays, but he needs to. He's gonna need a lot of reps.
Not many.
A lot. I mean, that's like any sport. Like you hear the NBA.
A lot. Like and there's a number to it.
I mean, what do they say? 10,000 reps is like how you master something. Is that the number?
I think that's what they say.
I would say yeah. That's like anything.
Can he get on the field this year?
I don't know about that. I think there's guys in his position that will be in front of him and. But I do think that special teams, I think the special team stuff will be very exciting this year all around in NFL. I think being in those meetings with Tobe and seeing how excited he got about the new kickoff and kickoff return rules, that is going to be an insane play in football.
10,000 hours is the idea.
Whatever.
But I'm seeing all types of things that debunk
or
that.
Not. He says he didn't
see you. Did
you
have a hat on?
Yo, I definitely had a hat on. I'm bald.
I'm not looking over there.
You were working.
Did he look like he was coaching?
Absolutely, he was coaching.
Did you get excited when you kind of knew him and you could talk to him?
Took a picture and then I sent it to you guys and then we have to stop taking pictures at some point.
Right.
Yeah. And I wanted to take this picture. He was right by Coach Reed, and they were coaching some guys up. And it was like that was going to be the picture. But I didn't want to,
get in trouble
and get my credential revoked for getting that sweet shot.
Yeah.
But he was down there working with the wide receivers, the punt returners and the receivers. They were running these little nice kind of goal line wide receiver drills where they had to, like, cut their route in front of someone. He had to stick out there hitting people with a punt returner.
Who was looking good there? Anybody?
Xavier Worthy is going to be a good punt returner.
Yeah. I think he'll be the guy.
Okay. So Gary Dieter talked to the director of football ops or who?
Alice Ponder,
at Alabama.
Yeah.
Said you get tickets to anything.
I heard everything. And they said Norman's a meh.
And he said it's not a good game day. It's not worth going up there. So, like, there's not.
Alabama Oklahoma game day will be something.
Well, defend it. He said it's.
I defended it. You read the text I sent him. It doesn't get all jacked up for Colorado or Kansas at 11 a.m. I mean.
What's their. Like pregame, what's there to do in Norman? Like before the game, when you're
he says there's nothing to do besides
when
the
you
game.
Play KU at 11 a.m. There's not much, but when you're playing Alabama at 2:30 or 6 o'clock, there'll probably be college game day there. You go to O'Connell's, you go to Campus Corner, you know.
I've been to Campus Corner, it's all right. Yeah, it's a Campus Corner place. There's like a little pizza joint there.
Hey, I'll get us in with all the Bama guys.
All college places are just little places with bar areas. There's nothing special about Lawrence.
Oh, that's not true. Lawrence is beautiful.
And what?
Norman's flat and kind of desolate and you know.
What makes Lawrence
beautiful?
You can
let him talk to you like that?
Are you talking about how hilly Mass Street is where you drink? That's flat is a freaking pool table. I'm not talking about the stadium. We're talking about
a stadium right now. What are you talking about?
Like, what do people do before the game is my question.
They tailgate and they drink and they party.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Where do you go?
Tailgating there?
Yes, there's great tailgating there.
Okay, well, you don't have to get so defensive, but I'm asking a genuine question.
No, you're not. It was a dumb question.
You're instigating.
What makes Norman like a special place where you're like, wow, this atmosphere is incredible. That helps.
Well, that's what it is. I'll tell you this. I'll be entirely brutally honest here. The fans do get a little spoiled sometimes, especially if you're playing a team that's maybe not as good, but it will be special for the Alabama game for sure.
Are you going to go to that game?
I've been to almost every iconic football stadium in the world, and Oklahoma is not the craziest.
Are you going to that game?
To the Bama game? Not 100% sure yet.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, because we got to get this stupid NFL schedule out.
I thought that was supposed to come out tonight.
It's going
to
be tonight. It's not.
Yeah, 15th
next week.
What?
Yeah. It was going to be tonight. Now it's next week.
15th.
What?
I thought
they moved it.
That's what they did.
Is the rumor of the Chiefs playing in Germany the first week true? Did you guys see that?
No, that's not true. In Germany, week one?
I saw that. I'm like, what?
That's not true.
I wouldn't put them in Germany back-to-back years.
No, especially not the opening game. But I would love to go down to the Bama game. I went down last year for a game. I try to get down there once in a while. But we've already got I'm going to the Oklahoma-Missouri game. That's the one. My wife went to Missouri. We're going to go together.
And you got all these other people
We're going to go. We already got our hotel rooms, but I'm working on tickets for everybody.
You want me to make a couple phone calls?
Sure.
Well, for you?
You going to go? Let's go.
The Bama game, you sold your RV, so how are we getting there?
Drive a truck.
What?
It's only 6 hours.
Bro, a truck with these guys?
That's huge.
We're not taking him.
Nate's busy. He's doing soccer.
No, we got stuff to do.
We can stick him in the...
How long does it take to drive to Bama?
What did we look it up last time? Eight, right? Eight or nine?
Yeah, I think so.
When I went to Alabama to a game, we flew to Birmingham.
Yeah, it's 45 minutes.
We flew to Birmingham. Sherm, tell me about this one. We go to Alabama. Watch them play Tennessee. They lost. Jason Witten was on Tennessee then. Went to Talladega the next day. We did Alabama Saturday, Talladega. Mm-hmm. Dale Jr. won. We were in the pits when he won.
This guy.
That's
here.
Some of those trash-ass ribs
that's
at that
a,
famous
barbecue. That's a weekend.
Dreamland, we're definitely going to Dreamland in
that's
the slums.
That's a weekend right there. That's a good weekend.
Actually, I thought it was pretty good.
You've been there?
Yeah.
The slum one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Jug Factory Road.
Yeah, you go out and it's in the middle of the boonies.
That was pretty good.
Stop with this. We're not doing this.
Yeah, we're not breaking,
bro.
This is a great conversation we're having right now.
We're not breaking.
You I'm just glad that Lebo acknowledged that, yeah, they got a really good football team, but the atmosphere's kind of mad.
We're going to take Blake Bell
I'll
with
tell
us.
You what, this, honestly, when I went to Alabama in 2000, that was 2001, it wasn't great. They weren't as good. And Tennessee whipped their butt, and it wasn't as great. I've been to the big
Neyland Stadium looks like a real atmosphere.
Listen, I went to Neyland Stadium, and they got their lit. What did Roark get? They got Roarked by Miami. And all those dudes in 2002, they scored 3 points, and that place was a freaking funeral. So if you lose a game, any stadium can suck.
But we're talking about Alabama, Wisconsin. That would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be great. I've been to Wisconsin before Joe.
Roark's been getting his tits lit. It really has.
Bama.
The Vols got Roarked. I'm telling you, that was the Miami team in 02 that got screwed by the Big 12 ref when Ohio State won.
They had
like 15 pros on it. They beat Dustin Colquitt's freaking Alabama team.
Tennessee team.
Yeah, like a drum.
Last time I played at that, what's it called, Neyland Stadium?
Neyland.
Played there, I blocked a dude for 40 yards, and then pancaked him.
That's
it was
right.
on SportsCenter.
Are you mad about Hunter Renfro because he caught that touchdown against Alabama?
Yeah, I am. Plus, I just don't think he's very good.
That's why you don't want the Chiefs to sign him? Because what are you, in college?
I think he's washed.
That's ridiculous.
I think he's washed.
Personal vendetta.
All right, let's take a break then.
No. I think any receiver like over 30 is washed.
He's not over 30, is he?
He's got to be right on.
He looks like he's 44, but
he looked like he was 44 in college.
Yeah.
I'd say like once you hit that like
28,
5-6 years in the league though, you become washed, especially when you're trending down.
Tyreek,
you're washed.
28 years old.
He hasn't trended down 1 year. What are you talking about?
He's 28, says Jake.
Your takes are pretty bad this morning.
He's
just trying to
down.
Keep him from breaking. He's just coming up with takes just
no,
so he
not. He's trending down the older you get. Look at his stats the last 3 years.
I mean,
last,
who does he have as a quarterback?
Last 2 years.
Matter.
Say the last 2 years. Because 3 years ago, he caught 103 passes for 1,038 yards.
Go so, the next two, then.
Yeah, what? The last 2 years.
He's been dealing with some injuries, hadn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he
exactly.
Was
you don't want a receiver.
Didn't want him.
And he had trash quarterbacks. Absolutely trash
and
quarterbacks.
And trash coaches.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you guys.
Well, I mean,
I feel bad for Jake.
They didn't even throw a pass in the second half of the game when they beat the Chiefs.
So like, what would he do here so special? Like, what do you guys like about him?
I just want to applaud what you've done right now because all of a sudden you got a man who is calling for
when
a break arguing with you right now.
Hits his hands, we want him to catch it.
And
they have that on their team right now.
Oh, do they?
He would keep Sky Moore off the field.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
I would take Sky Moore over him.
Whoa!
Oh!
In your face!
I would take Sky.
Coach Gary Dieter in your face.
I would take Sky. I would take him.
Would you?
Over a guy
who's caught 103 passes in the league in one season?
No, I would take Sky.
Yeah. Well.
Like I said,
you're a homer because you're on the coaching staff. Of
no,
course
I'm not.
You take
I'm not a homer.
Are you a yes man?
I just know. Well, I know how.
Guaranteed and show up.
Hey, welcome to being a sellout, dude. I'm with you.
I'm not a sellout. But listen,
let's go.
Listen,
make that money. You wore those 40.
I know.
He's a sellout. So get the hell out, boys.
That's right.
Football is more than just being a guy. Like once you start having injuries, and you're an older guy, those trends stay the same no matter who you are.
Company man, Dieter. I like it.
Look at Allen Robinson. Look at all those guys.
Taking your guy.
He's always been a company man.
Wow. I love it. True. I respect it.
Wow. Good taste.
Hey, make that money,
that's
dude. I'm with you.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not. It,
by the way, it's not.
You got your head on your shoulder.
Hold on. If you're looped into anything Nate agrees with, that's a bad. It's not good.
Listen, boys, I don't know what you guys. Hey,
let haters hate, dude.
I'm telling you, the injury stuff with the NFL, that stuff does not change.
If we get you a t-shirt that says, yes, we wear it.
You guys think this shit's funny? What are you guys talking about?
I'll wear one.
Yeah.
I'm really about to start cussing in a second.
Oh, boy.
I'm with Nate. Yes, I'm with Nate.
Yeah.
Let's just finish this 10 minutes off. Like, let's just finish this 10 minutes.
I'm so lost right now.
Huh?
We're going to take a break.
Back after this on WHB. Did either of you guys watch any of the Tom Brady roast?
No.
I saw the clips.
That was fantastic.
It's pretty funny.
What former teammate would you most like to roast?
I don't know. I went to the Jamal Charles one down in his hometown.
Was that good?
It was good, yeah. Coach Reed went.
See, I do the ones up here for Christian Okoye and his foundation, and we've had some really good roasts. But it seems like who would be more likely to allow a roast of them, Kelsey or Mahomes?
Kelsey.
Yeah. He'd be in on that.
No way Pat would go
I just think,
one of those.
I think Kelsey just has more to, like...
More material there.
Yeah.
Jake, you look like you're not agreeing with that or what?
No, I would say.
I think Kelsey would have
be
a better
more
time.
Of a game, more yeah. of a gamesman.
He would have more fun.
And he would roast back. I mean, think that would be...
Yeah.
Kelsey would have probably have more fun.
Yeah.
Would you guys roast him?
Roast Kelsey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would go. I roast him a good amount.
I would get up there and
rip him apart?
No.
You guys like seeing Bill Belichick out there just doing media now?
That was pretty fun. I tell you what, and there was, I saw Edelman on a podcast yesterday, and he said the moment when Kevin Hart invited Robert Kraft and Belichick to come up there and do a toast, and Robert Kraft went up there and actually tried to do a toast, and Belichick didn't drink, didn't say anything. Edelman said there was so much tension in the air right there, and you just feel like anyone that's just assuming it's just an invention of the media that these guys don't like each other. Edelman was like, there was so much tension. That was the only moment, super awkward moment of the night. And you just tell Belichick just kind of went up there and just walked off. And yeah, so they really
like, do I really need to drink this?
Right. No, he didn't even drink the toast.
Yeah.
He just walked off. Yeah, I know. I dig it. I like seeing him.
Can you feel the tension in the air?
That's right.
Now?
I know I can.
But I think because we didn't really get to see any of his personality when he was coaching, and he's a great football mind. I like to hear what he has to say. I like to hear what Saban has to say as well.
Yeah, I think both of them are going to be fun to watch this year.
A lot of times the guys that are the worst to deal with when they're coaching or playing become like the best when they're on the air afterwards.
But Saban, they don't want to answer stupid questions from you?
Different, right? You hear players talk about how much you like these nuts jokes and everything else. I mean, Saban's got a personality on him.
Yeah, I mean, most coaches do have personality, but I mean, their life is just 24/7 football. Like Coach Reed, it's like...
Everyone says he has a great personality and does a fantastic Patrick Mahomes impersonation, but he won't do it.
He's a very funny guy. He's awesome. But he's just like a 24/7, 365 football. It's like nothing else. But it's fun to get those guys out, like Bill Belichick, watching him during the draft. Like, it was so awkward, but you could tell he's going to start enjoying it because it's like something different for him.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they're like also so obsessed with winning and doing their job, they're not going to do anything to reveal anything they feel like could damage their chances whatsoever. So they put up this huge wall, but then when there's no wall there, then all of a sudden you get to see the real personality and hear the insight.
What's this music going on?
It's the end of the show.
He's trying to plan us off.
Play you off the air now. He's had enough of it.
Iceman, come on, man. Live a little bit, baby.
I'm living, baby.
Let's go past the times.
Go. You're already past.
No. That clock's fast.
You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City.
There it is. Any final words from you?
Go as long as you want, Deets.
Yeah. No, if you have anything else to get off your chest, do it now.
No, I'm over it. This show sucks.
Yankees suck.
Ooh, that was the final word there. He said Yankees suck.
Wow.
Okay. Man.
Keep giving your kids participation rings, bro.
They're champions. Wow. They don't get participation rings.
Okay.
They're all championship rings. Sorry, bub.
You guys get a champion every weekend? Like
championship? Yeah, usually.
Seems like participation.
Maybe he came out to a game like he's supposed to.
Yeah. You would see it.
It's a scam. You sports are a scam in America.
Buddy, your takes today have been so awful. You might
Iceman, you agree with me on that?
You might not come back.
You agree with me?
To some extent.
Right. This guy traveled the country playing soccer. You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah. What are you talking
about?
He's
got national championship rings and stuff that didn't even really happen. So.
Wow.
Whoa.
Jake.
It's all right.
Iceman.
What's going on right now?
Cut the music.
What the hell's going on right now? He said that the national championship didn't even happen.
Lions don't worry about the opinion of sheep.
Yeah! Thanks for joining us.
Got him! Back after this on WHB.